The Service to America Medal finalists have been announced all summer long. We are hearing from finalists being honored for their work. Today, we'll talk with Zoe Mentel, a policy analyst at the Department of Justice's Office of Community-Oriented Policing Services. Mentel and her colleagues developed a public-private partnership with local law enforcement leaders to help them with a host of issues, from promoting citizen safety to managing budget cuts, and she joins us now with more on that project. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hi, thanks for having me. This is great.
Let's talk about how you came up with this idea, public-private partnership.
Well, it really came about maybe 3 years ago when we developed a new division within the COPS office around untraditional partners for law enforcement. We've done a lot of work partnering with the major police associations and that sort of thing, but we wanted to find new resources and new partners for chief law enforcement executives. So what we did was reach out to major corporations and foundations to promote innovations in law enforcement. We've worked with companies like Target and Disney to bring together C-level executives and police chiefs so that chiefs can learn about business innovations and how large, successful companies run their organizations.
So what can the federal government do here? I mean, can't the local police chief or, you know, say Disney's in your backyard or some large company, can't they just initiate that on their own? Tell me what the value added was from Justice.
Sure. And a lot of agencies do, but it's by no means common for a chief just to call up, say, their chief executive of a major corporation in their backyard. So what we've been doing is working with corporations to kind of inform chiefs through workshops and meetings and publications and things like that to say, this is the process that you go through, this is who you make contact with, and this is what it's like to make a specific ask. You know, corporations, especially in corporate giving situations, are looking for a specific ask and, you know, usually a business plan or a write-up, which chiefs sometimes aren't familiar with doing, and so we're kind of helping them figure out what they want to ask for and how to ask for it.
People don't usually embrace change readily, so did you get a lot of blowback, or did people jump on board pretty quickly?
You know, we've been very lucky. We started this right before the change to the new administration, and when our new director, Bernard Malekian, came on board, he was very supportive of the project, which has really helped, especially since, you know, the Department of Justice is not used to working with large corporations. We're used to suing them in other parts of the Justice Department. So it's been really great to have support from the top. And we did get some pushback from our legal department because this is new. We wanted to make sure that everything was above board ethically. And they've been really great at working with us and getting creative on how to make things happen.
Well, give us an example of how this might work. What can a police chief gain from a corporation of any size?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, for example, we had a meeting back in, February of last year, where we had some chiefs and you know, VPs from places like Verizon and DuPont and large corporations. And after that, we actually got a call from Chief Rick Myers of the Colorado Springs, Colorado Police Department, who said, you know, after we came out to Minnesota and got to see Target headquarters and what they're doing, had this idea of approaching some local organizations about getting help streamlining our processes through Six Sigma. And so he actually reached out to the Colorado Manufacturers Association, I believe it was, and they're providing in-kind expertise to actually implement a Six Sigma process in some of their more process-heavy things that they do, like report filing and that sort of thing. So hopefully it'll be good for the police department and also the citizens of Colorado Springs.
But are there specific security-related matters, for example, that large corporations that have big security staffs very often and particular security challenges, can they help police departments in the core mission area?
They can. And we've also done a lot of work specifically around private security and law enforcement partnerships. So, for example, when we went out to Walt Disney Studios last month, we talked with chief security heads from all the major studios, DreamWorks, Sony Pictures, and they actually talked about how advanced their security function was and how they can assist law enforcement in case there were something to happen in the Southern California region. You know, some of them have their own fire trucks. They have their own paramedics. They have, you know, they're basically little cities within the jurisdictions that they reside. So just being able to communicate what capabilities security functions have that are very sophisticated and you know, sometimes blessed with much more resources than some of our local PDs, it's a good thing to make those kinds of connections.
Zoe Mantell is a policy analyst at the Department of Justice's Office of Community-Oriented Policing Services and is also a SAMMY's finalist. It's interesting, something you said earlier in this interview is that a lot of the pushback came from your own legal department. So what have you learned that others may need to know if they want to try something like this?
Right. I mean, that's pretty easy. Don't let the bureaucracy wear you down. You're going to have to write a lot of memos and a lot of emails and have a lot of meetings with your legal department. It was actually good to set up meetings with some agencies outside of the Justice Department, legal departments in places like we went over to PEPFAR in the State Department. We talked to, I think it was Border Control, because both of those places have done work with corporations also, and FEMA as well. And so it was really great to have just the lawyers sit in the room together and figure out how we could do this.
Now, has there ever been any suspicion or worry on the part of some of those companies? Does this have anything to do with a possible lawsuit by Justice Department? Do they ever put the two things together?
They don't. The one good thing about going through the chief security officer is usually these guys are, if you're working with a large corporation, it's usually a former police chief from a mid or a large size city, or it's a former special agent in charge of the FBI, for example, one of the field offices. So they're familiar with law enforcement. They're familiar sometimes with the cops office. And so they know what we do, and they're amazingly willing to work with us and work for law enforcement.